Triple M's fishing best bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Morning, Shiny.
Well, what a beautiful clear sunrise and just a little bit of the moon too out towards the northeast.
Yes, it is a little bit, it's quite mild out here actually this morning. I thought it would be a bit cooler with that, but the breeze is not on the water.
No, that's for sure. Well, yesterday they said this morning it'd be like minus two, but everywhere sort of about 5 degrees. Inland at Kempsey it's two, so it's not as bad as it was yesterday, Bluey.
No, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was just such a beautiful day. How did the fishing go?
Yeah, we were at the beaches, but we did it a bit tough, as you said. It was, the conditions weren't for our liking. We brought home a couple of small brim, but Tata weren't in numbers either, so it was just one of those days where it was just nice to be on the water for a little bit and then home by lunchtime.
All righty, that sounds all right. What about today? You've got your top of the tide shortly, but it's only a 1-1. Wind at your back in the morning anyway. Where do you think we should go?
Yeah, that wind's going to move around to the south during the course of the day. It will puff up a little bit around lunchtime and then die off again. As you say, there's not much movement in the tide at the moment, so I reckon we'll chase, go to the estuary this morning and we'll chase flathead on prawns or whitebait.
A flathead, okie dokie.
Yeah, I reckon they'll be in about 2 foot of water. There you go.
Okay. Well, there's the big tip from Bluey. Fantastic. All righty. Clubs out this weekend. The Kiss of Death is out.
Yeah, I've also got results through from last weekend. The Warhope RSL Fishing Club, they had a comp on. Didn't do too bad either. The two boys got a bunch of fish, snapper to a kilo, sand flathead to 3/4 kilo, pigfish around the 1/2 kilo mark. There was a nice drummer weighed in. The biggest one went 2.5 kilos, some brim just nudging the kilo mark, and some salmon around the 2 kilo mark. So all in all, the boys out at Warhope had a good weigh-in.
That sounds pretty good, Bluey. Well done. And as we mentioned, you've got a few clubs out this weekend, second Sunday of the month.
Yeah, and as you said, the Kiss of Death's out this weekend. The Wooga Fishos, they're out. 1 o'clock weigh-in, back of the bolo with the barbecue. Also, the Fredericton Fishing Club, they're out this weekend. The weigh-in's on Sunday at the Fedo Pub at 2 o'clock. You can sign on tomorrow between 4 and 6 at the pub. And also the Blue Water Fishing Club have got their Sunday comp on, 12 o'clock weigh-in back at the marina, followed by a barbecue. And our good friends at Smithtown RSL Bowling Club Anglers, theirs is also a 12 o'clock weigh-in with a barbecue.
All right, well, there we go. All fishermen looking forward to the weekend. Now, Saturday, Bluey, you're going to have your till finger, I think, a bit tested, up to 26 degrees. How about that?
Oh, thank you very much. Chinga, bring it on.
Okay, all right. And ding, ding, ding. Round 22 of the Premiership tonight. The Cowboys host the Broncos. Coverage from 7 on Triple M. Maroon calling that one with Wendell Saylor and Mark Geyer.
Yes, the Queensland Derby's back on again. And what a big, big match for Sam Thaiday. 300 games and playing in front of, playing back at his hometown. So I think congratulations to Sam. He's been a great ambassador for the game. Darius Boyd's back to fullback for the Broncos. They're still shifting that back line around a bit. The home team get 4.5 start.
How funny was the retirement when he went to the retirement home, Bluey?
Yes, it was very good. All dressed up like that.
Absolute classic. All right. Tomorrow night, again, coverage from 6 on the M's as the Warriors host the Knights at Mount Smart Stadium.
Yeah, the Warriors are back home. The Dragons Slayers have no change to their side. For the Knights, there is an injury crowd over Ponga and also over Pierce. So monitor that quite closely with your tips. 6.5 star for the Knights.
Okie dokie. The second game is the match of the year so far. The Rabbitohs in the Burrow at ANZ hosting my Chooks.
Yeah, a bit surprised I haven't seen Greg Inglis back on the team yet, so he's not even on the reserve bench yet, but I expect him back pretty soon. For the Roosters, big change here. Sean O'Sullivan, number 17. Look for him. I reckon he might start at the 5-8 position. 1.5 start for the Chooks.
Okay. The Saturday triple header starting at 3 with the Titans and the Panthers?
Yes. There's no change to both teams. They've both experienced sack coaches over the last couple of years, so they're a bit in common here. 7.5 start for the Titans at home.
Okay, fair enough. The second game, Mr. Producer Seagulls up against the informed Dogs.
Yes, well, this is the battle for the wooden spoon. As you said, 3 teams out of the 4 teams won last week, so it might happen again this week. So this is a battle for the wooden spoon. Both teams' last start winners. We've got 3.5 starts for the Bulldogs.
All right, the 7:30 game. The Eels up against the Dragons, who have got the wobbles.
Yes, the Dragons have got the wobbles at the present moment, but they've named McDonald on an extended bench. That's the winger there for the Eels. A bit of a reshuffle in the back line might sharpen up their attack. I'm looking forward to this game. Eels get 6.5 start.
All right, Sunday, 2 o'clock game on Fox, Raiders and the West Tigers.
Well, could this be another Super Saturday? It's just Super Sunday.
Oh.
136 points scored last Sunday. How about that? And I want you to ask Richard a question here.
Yes.
Richard the Barber, all right? Here we have the Raiders, who are leading the competition for the most points scored, right? And they're not in the top eight.
That is a shocking stat, isn't it?
It is.
Well, I immediately...
That must be a record.
I think it must be, Blue. The other thing is, where are the tackle bags? That's what we need to know. Where's the tackle box, Bluey? Where are the tackle bags?
The Tigers, no change to the Raiders team for the Tigers. Corey Thompson's out. 4.5 start for the Tigers.
Okay, good on you. Okay, and the game on Channel 9, you hear it live on the M's on Sunday just after 4, or when Channel 9's cleared all the ads. The Storm hosting the Sharks.
Yeah, no change to the Storm. There's 11 days since they've played the last game, so it's going to be interesting to see how they shape up. This one's only a fortnight off, isn't it?
Yeah, too, right.
Yeah. Josh Dugan's still on the wing for the Sharks, so it'll be interesting to see there. 5.5 start for the Sharks in Melbourne.
All right, Bluey, thank you very much. Homework for you tomorrow. I'll need a footy tab best bet, Bottle-O best bet, and, of course, where we're going to catch a big fish. Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.